European cinema lost a legend over the weekend. Brigitte Bardot, one of France's longest living actors, has died at the age of 91. Her cause of death was not reported. Known for such films as And God Created Woman and Contempt, she rose to prominence in the 50s and 60s as a cultural icon of the sexual liberation movement that swept across Europe in the latter half of the 20th century. But she ultimately abandoned her movie career, retiring at just 39 to become a celebrated animal rights activist. Her later years were blighted by convictions for racial incitement and homophobia, and she became something of a new poster girl, this time for France's far right. Nevertheless, her death is being felt across France, with President Emmanuel Macron praising her universal brilliance and saying they're mourning the legend of a century. Bardot lived most of her life in Saint-Tropez on the French Riviera. Stéphane Lehombre is a tour guide for the resort village, and he knew Brigitte Bardot. Stéphane Lehombre, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Yeah, hi, thank you for listening to me.
How are you feeling today with this news?
Yeah, we're very, very sad, but we can't say that it was unexpected because she had problems, health problems since this summer. So, yeah, 91, it's a good age. Yeah,
it's a good innings. What was it about her that you think so captivated audiences?
But Brigitte, she was like a myth. Like I said, she was the first woman really, really to be powerful in the movie. Back in the 55, say 56, when she did the first movie, she was really a new figure for all the women. Really free, really, like I said, powerful in terms of like she could say what she wanted, and she was not scared about men. So at the time, it really changed things, I think, for women.
Yeah. And how was she received in Saint-Tropez? Was she considered an integral part of the community there?
Yeah, but within the last 10 years, we haven't seen her much because she preferred to live like a recluse. So she didn't come much to town because she had enough. People still wanted to see her as an icon, as a really nice actress, a nice woman. And she only wanted to look after a charity for the animals. So that was a main concern. So she didn't come much to town.
Yes, she was known for being reclusive, as you say. When you take tourists around, what is it they want to know about her?
They just wanted to know if she was really living there, because like we've just said, she was not really seen in town, in Saint-Tropez, but she had two houses in town. So I was going in front of my boat, with my boat tour, I was going in front of the La Madrague, which was the most famous places. That's the one she bought back in 1956, I think, 58. And she had a bigger property on the top of a hill, which was even more recluse, where she had a bit of land with all the animals. So she was living between both and just driving between those two places, but behind Saint-Tropez. So not much people. We were not talking about the second house, La Garrigue. So she could live in peace over there.
And how do you think what she turned her attention to in later life impacted her reputation, convicted, as we said, over racial hatred, considered a poster girl for the far right?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's true. And I know in France, journalists, they like to make a fuss of little things. So because she was really free woman, so she was just saying what she thought, but not thinking bad. I think it was just like, you know, if she said something, it could be interpreted in a wrong way. And you know, like some journalists just like to pick up on a few things. Like a last interview, she tried to speak for about an hour about the animals and against a special hunt. And she just said one word about Gérard Depardieu, and everybody was talking about, she took the defense of Gérard Depardieu, and she just said one thing about him, which was like what she thought was right. And nobody said anything about these hunting things that was really bad. So, you know, once again, you can interpret things, but I don't think she had bad ideas in politics. especially because she was always saying to the president, she could tell them she was only thinking about animals, so protection of animals, and that was the most important thing for her.
Stephen Lo-Ombre, thank you for sharing your views.
Yeah, you're welcome.